From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Hello, I'm Sol Azar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Take a look at Radio Monterey shows and hosts and the information they bring for you, and make sure you listen so that you can be better informed about the choices you make. Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. The Rhoda Psychic Fair has been bringing the best of metaphysics, spirituality, and readers and healers and vendors to the Monterey community since 1983. And this year, it's right around Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day. It's the time when the veils between the worlds are thin. And that means only one thing. It's time to have some fun. So make sure you come to the Rhoda Psychic Fair October 29th and 30th. Come in costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. But come to the Rhoda Psychic Fair. Visit rhodapsychicfair.com to sign up for the email list and find out about collaborative sponsor events and ongoing events, such as the Litha Fair this past weekend, the virtual psychic fair coming up in a couple of weeks, or even Sol Azar at the Monterey County Fair giving readings in astrology, palmistry, tarot, and numerology. All those events all come up, and you find out about them through the rhodapsychicfair.com website through the email list. So sign up to stay informed, and we'll see you in October at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Well, we have made it to the month of August, this powerful month of the year. This month is the month of self-love. It's prosperity and success through self-love. And it's the second month in the manifesting portion of the year. So it brings extra juju, extra juice, extra oomph to this whole idea of finding our place in the world through our self-love. We're always asking ourselves, what am I supposed to be doing in life? It's the constant question, what is my purpose? Why am I here? And at the end of the day, the answer for everyone is the same. We're here to learn self-love because our journey begins with that self-love. It turns with learning to love ourselves, honor ourselves, respect ourselves, and do what's right for ourselves. And when we do that, the outcome is always our purpose in life. So this is the second month of the manifesting cycle of the year, and it brings us the energy of prosperity and abundance through self-love. It asks us to examine everything we're doing and ask the question, is this serving me? Now, if the answer is no, then stop doing it. And we replace it with something that the answer is yes. So each of us builds a basement or storeroom where we keep putting the desires, the dreams, the wishes, the if-onlys in our life. You've kept that basement or storeroom in the dark without light. You haven't even wanted to look inside. And even though those wishes, dreams, and desires were kept in the dark, they still influence you. They've affected every decision you've made or don't make. August is the month to look inside and turn on the light. You can no longer suppress yourself. And in this month of self-love, you must see, accept, and release everything you put into your basement or storeroom. It's become the storehouse of consciousness, which you've been ignoring. It's the month where you look inside. Now it's time to let go of the emotional barriers and blocks which you've used to keep you down, to hold you back. Self-love is facing our fear, but not letting the unconscious fear keep you from reaching your goals and achieving your dreams. So as you take steps in the direction of your dreams, you will make mistakes. But mistakes are fine as long as you learn from them. Now, Tony Robbins teaches us today's success is the result of good judgment. Good judgment is the result of experience, and experience is the result of bad judgment. The question you have to ask yourself is, are you ready to open to all your gifts? Are you ready to be the divine light you came into this life to be? To move yourself on your path of self-love, there are several exercises you can practice to realize your own self-love. Now, the first practice comes from Learning to Love Yourself by Dr. Gay Hendricks. The second comes from Zero Limits by Dr. Joe Vitale. And the third comes from Happy for No Reason by Marcy Shimoff. So the first practice from Dr. Gay Hendricks is to quiet your mind. Sit comfortably and quietly, and in your mind say, I love myself unconditionally. Pause. Then say it again. Pause. Then say it again. Say it to yourself 15 or 20 times with a pause between each saying. Notice how you feel in the pauses. After 15 to 20 repetitions, sit quietly. And when you feel you're ready, write your feelings and impressions in a notebook. This will help identify those blocks that are at work. The second exercise from Zero Limits from Joe Vitale is from the Hawaiian practice of Ho'oponopono. As you go to sleep, when you awake, during the day, when you feel down, say in your mind, or if alone, say out loud to yourself, I love you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Thank you. Now, this practice loves, forgives, and accepts you at all times in all situations so you can heal, and your healing attracts healing in others. The third practice is an expression of loving kindness to you and to others. So you repeat these phrases slowly and quietly. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And repeat these blessings until you feel the peace within. Next, move to friends, family, coworkers, or anyone who is imposing their dysfunction and bless them quietly with their knowledge. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love myself unconditionally. I love myself unconditionally. These three practices will help you connect with your self-love. And this month, to assist with the energy of the month of self-love, the tarot card I selected for the month is the Ten of Clouds from the Osho Zen Tarot deck. Now, the card shows a camel morphing into a lion and the lion morphing into a young child playing a wood flute. And the title of the card is Rebirth. See, the camel is sleepy, dull, and self-satisfied. It's been the beast of burden for the needs of others for so long, and he's always been very concerned with everyone's opinion of him. He has no energy for himself because he's carrying everyone else's burden. But emerging from the camel is the lion. And when we realize we've been carrying the burdens of others, we begin to roar our no to the needs and demands of others. We start calling attention and saying, no, no, I'm not doing that. But finally, the child emerges from the lion, and the child's not rebellious, and it's not acquiescent to others' needs. The child is innocent and spontaneous and true to who he is. The child is in the moment, and he has the innocence to live in the present and become fully who he is. He doesn't need to roar, no. He doesn't need to carry the burden of others or worry what others think about him. He just is, and he enjoys the present of living and plays music to honor that moment. So no matter where you find yourself right now, if you allow the changes this month, the changes are coming. It's a question of you allowing them to be. Now, as most of you know, I love me some Day by Day with James Allen. And for yesterday, Monday, the first day of the month, he said, accept no limits. A person is limited only by the thoughts that he chooses. And for today, the second, he says, conquer doubt. Thoughts of doubt and fear can never accomplish anything. They always lead to failure. So when we get those thoughts of fear, we can work through the exercises that I just gave you, starting with the unconditional love for yourself. I love myself unconditionally. Pause. I love myself unconditionally. Pause. And keep doing that over and over. Then there's the Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And third is the expression of loving kindness. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And toward others, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. So James Allen wanted us to know from his book, As a Man Thinketh, that our thoughts and actions create our present reality, but our present reality is not damned by our past thoughts and actions. Our present reality is created anew every day with our current thoughts and actions. And again, in Day by Day, he shared with us for the first day of the month, accept no limits. A person is limited only by the thoughts he chooses. And for today, the second, conquer doubt. Thoughts of doubt and fear can never accomplish anything. They always lead to failure. The daily unity for August began with my faith in the divine, the unchanging source of all good. My faith is in the divine, the unchanging source of all good. And for today, I am refreshed and renewed in my quiet times with the divine. So that goes right to the heart of the practices. We start with, I love myself unconditionally. we go to Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And we move to our expression of loving kindness. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And as we go into our segment in a little bit with Kirilani and her Go With The Flow, she'll share more of the energy, not just of this week, but of the month of August. And then we'll come back to talk about some of the aspects that presented themselves for us on Monday, leading to today, where Mars will move from Scorpio into Sagittarius, and we'll also have our new moon in Leo, which is a very powerful time, because that new moon is going to create a foundation coupled with Mars in Sagittarius, coupled with the Sun in Leo, to move us forward if we choose, as I said earlier, to make the change. So hopefully you'll be ready to make that change. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll introduce Kirilani and her Go With The Flow for the energy of the week, the month, and the year.
My friend is so much fun.
He's always playing tricks on people.
He is so smart.
In fact, he's one of the most intelligent beings on the planet.
This friend can literally see through me. And I'm not kidding.
My friend races sailboats and always wins.
My friend has no problem hitting a high. No!
My friend can surf waves 25 feet high
with no board.
I'd like to see you try that.
This friend can understand us, but we can't understand him.
He saves lives.
He saves lives.
He saved human lives.
He's always smiling.
But that doesn't mean that he's always happy.
My friend doesn't belong in captivity.
My friend does not belong in captivity.
He doesn't belong in captivity.
His home is in the ocean.
But my friend is in serious trouble.
In fact, he's fighting for his life right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Off the coast of Japan, dolphins and porpoises are driven to a horrible fate.
The most attractive are chosen for life in captivity.
The others are brutally killed.
Their meat, which contains toxic levels of mercury, is sold as food.
Majority of people in Japan don't even know this is happening.
Please help us end this senseless slaughter.
Please help us get the word out.
Please join us in getting the word out.
Help us get the word out.
To find out more,
go to takepart.com/thecove.
We are their biggest threat and their only hope.
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 Welcome to the world of diamond consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With Diamond Alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
And this is Solazar. And as I mentioned when we went to our commercial break, we're returning to go into our special segment. Now, Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light, and she's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, Kirilani is a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing custom essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves to create unique fusion consultations to empower your personal vibrations and bring great insights and transformation. Kirilani joins us with her unique Go With The Flow segment every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and Go With The Flow.
Oh, well, thank you, Solazar, and happy August, everybody. It's kicking off to be a big month. Let's see, where do we start? We are now deep within the manifesting part of the year, and the rest of the year is going to go very, very quickly. So do not put off to tomorrow what we could do today. Take and assess where your life force is going, and make sure that you are putting your energy on what you do want to have expand, what you do want to have magnify. Because as we come out of July into August, there's this huge rush of energy that happens. Because we now are starting to enter the harvest time of the year. And actually, August 1st represents, in Celtic tradition, the beginning of the celebration of Lammas, which is that midpoint between summer solstice and autumn equinox. Can you imagine that we're already there? And the first harvest, the feast of the fruits, is all about that really savoring and taking in the sweetness of life. And that is really what August is about. It's this energy of thriving. It's this energy of saying, all that I need, that I want, will be supplied. It's an energy of prosperous abundance on everybody. So not just when people hear that, they tend to think of financial prosperity, but think of on a physical level, because we're in the physical week of the month. That's all about vibrant health, radiant health, that ability to be flexible and strong and resilient. And our physical bodies, when they are in a state of balance, go to that level, go to that level of thriving and health. They're constantly growing and expanding and knowing, following that knowing of their inner core that brings them back to a state of health. All the cells follow that song. So in the month of August, it is an energy of balance. You know, if you think of the symbol of the eight, the number eight, and you flip it over on its side, and it's the infinity symbol, you can use that symbol if you visualize it and use that as it goes through every dimension of your body, you know, from the tips of your toes, going up your legs, up your spine, through your head. And look at all those things in your body where you have pairs. You have two ankles, and you have two knees, and two hips, and two shoulders, and two eyes, and two ears. Everywhere where there's two, see those swirls of the infinity symbol going from your left side to your right side, just balancing out the energy. And in just a few seconds like that, it helps your physical body to come back into balance. Because August is all about really honoring ourselves, honoring this physical body in the physical week of the month. If we're in the emotional week of the month, which will be starting, before I talk to you again, it will be starting on the 8th, on next Monday, will be the emotional week. And that, when we talk about self-love, is really allowing our heart to open to giving and receiving love in equal measure. It's about being able to really feel that love of the divine creator, to move beyond any concept of separation and just be in that natural flow of energy of the universe. So even on a physical level, spend time this week connecting with the earth and see if you can just feel that energy flowing through you. Connect with your feet like roots of a tree deep into the earth. And then from your crown, connect with the sun and go way up into the atmosphere and feel yourself as if you're that bridge, as if you're that tree reaching toward the sky and feeling that energy flowing all the way through your physical body. That is a type of balance also. And you can use that figure eight symbol again, this time with the top of the eight, you know, pointing up to the sky, and the bottom of the eight going into the earth, and play with that flow of energy. Because when we talk about thriving, and I think about vibrant health for the physical body, part of that is being filled with energy, filled with life force, filled with radiance, filled with divine creation. And we help our bodies do that by keeping our energy centers, our chakras, our meridians open and clear and balanced. And I like working with the colors, particularly, and the aromatherapy to help me balance. So if we look at the energy for August and some of the colors that you can work with are bronze and ivory, tan, plum, and navy. And so if you need kind of that little boost of physical vitality, you wear one of those colors or put on a scarf or just cut out a piece of paper and sit and meditate on that color. Feel that color moving through your body. And be willing to open up to just receive more love from the universe, from Gaia, from the divine creator. And as we go through this physical week, we've got a couple of really great days to take advantage of. So first of all, August 1st, yesterday, was a very powerful day energetically because it brings you this portal that's kind of like a universal recycling day that allows you to release any of that baggage that you're carrying that's too heavy to carry anymore. Now, the good news about these portals is it's not like a definitive end. So there's a little bit of bleed over into the energy of the next day, depending on how big the portal is. Well, here is a year that we're in that's all about letting go of all those things that no longer serve you, completing and finishing and integrating all these lessons that have come and got you to where you are today. So use that energy as you go through the week and say, on a physical level, is there anything that I could do to be kinder to my physical body, to love my physical body more, to express appreciation and gratitude for that physical body and the magic that that body does pretty much on a daily basis without us getting involved? So use that energy, and then building up to August 8th, next Monday, there's a big energy day that is about really the master of manifestation. Would be a good day to play the lottery. It would be a good day to say, well, what does that look like for me? Not just physically, but also emotionally. If I can manifest anything in the whole wide world, what would that be? What would my heart ask for? And that is where there's this magic between the emotional body and the physical body. When you really have that juicy feeling of life, when you're in love with life itself, when you're in love with this beautiful dance of life, that's where we really come alive. That's how we thrive. And if the physical body and emotional body aren't nourished and fed, then it doesn't matter what our mind is up to. You know, it's not going to work. So spending the time, these first 2 weeks of the month, really focusing on that concept of thriving, really living that thriving, shows that my mind always gets in the way. But really just living and feeling that. What does it taste like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? and incorporating a little bit more of that every day, because this is the time of fruition. This is the time to start harvesting all that you have created in this life up to this point. Not waiting for a rainy day. This is the time to say, okay, if I've got, you know, those candles that smell like jasmine stored in the back of the cupboard and they've been there so long that they're not even smelling good anymore, take those out and celebrate and light one of those candles. If you have other stuff that you're hoarding for a rainy day, this is the time to say, I am going to take those out and enjoy this celebration of life every day. And it doesn't even require things. It's really just that appreciation that the sun came out today behind the fog or the smoke, or that I can see the blue sky again, or that you watch the beautiful birds swooping. You know, we live in such a beautiful place, so there's so many things to be appreciative and grateful for in every moment. How do we make each day, as we're living, a walking meditation, a walking communion with our soul and with the divine? That's what August is all about. So I wanted to share some of the other vibrational tools beyond the colors. You can work with aromatherapy, and particularly on the physical week of the month, the eucalyptus and the white fir work really well. The eucalyptus is the oil of wellness, and so it's nice to drop that just in the bottom of the shower, and you make an everyday action that you have to do be a spa experience, and it suddenly becomes delightful. There's the white fir focuses on generational healing, so particularly if you have health issues that are there's a hook to that run in your family, it's a good way to tap into those and do some emotional and physical healing work. The other ones for August, juniper berry, that is great if you have fear of the unknown. And thyme, that's a really good one for forgiveness. Now, in a month that's about self-love, pretty much all of our little things come up. So that voice inside your head that says, think of the physical body. I'm not pretty enough. Let's see. Let's go through mine. I'm not pretty enough. I'm too tall, too big, too this, not enough that. All those voices in the head, it's time to kind of dismantle those and really see if you can tap into that place where you realize that you are made of the fabric of love and light. And how could you be found wanting if that is what you are, is love and light? So this physical vehicle we're in is just an expression of what our soul could create when we came into this life in a time of limitations. So inherently, it was going to have limitations and flaws. That was part of the game. But the more that we actually love our physical body, the more it can start expressing our true blueprint. It doesn't help it to constantly criticize it or tell it why it's bad or wrong. That doesn't improve the quality or our vibrancy or our health. So doing a little experiment of saying, for the rest of this month, I'm just going to simply love all that I am. And just see if you see any shifts. Because love is one of the most transformative things, and August is one of the vibrations of love. And we find that it is perhaps in a lot of ways the most important one, because if we don't love ourselves, then what we manifest into our lives, whether it's on a physical level or an emotional level or a mental level, is restricted to that level of self-love will allow to flow into our life. It moderates, modulates, or constrains how much of that prosperous abundance, how much of that flow, that elixir of life that we're willing to allow in. So in this big 9-year right, that we've been waiting for our whole lives, are you going to have the courage to let go of those old false beliefs? And the juniper berry I have found to be super powerful. It's called the oil of the night, and it works on fear of the unknown. It works on these perceived areas of darkness to say, well, in the game of light, the shadows create the contrast, right? So if we embrace all that we are, the dark and the light, and bring that into illumination instead of judging or trying to push things away, embrace all that we are and all the experiences we had because they got us to where we are. That's where using the juniper berry and the time for releasing and forgiving is very powerful. And then the final one for August is marjoram. And that is, one, it smells great, but it is the oil of trust and the oil of connection. And with many of us, to get to this point of self-love, to open to thriving and prosperous abundance, requires a level of trust in ourself, in our soul, in the divine, that we shattered years ago to protect ourselves from disappointment. And this is the time to really pick that mantle of trust back up and wrap ourselves in that cloak and say, you know, I am a divine child of the light. I honor that light within me. And I honor the light that is within each of the beings that I meet and interact with. And as we move in the world from that place, we really can manifest at such a higher level than if we're starting from our not enough place. So I think, let's see, oh, stones. Some of the other tools you can work with are getting little pocket stones or wearing jewelry that brings in that energy. So the stones for August are opal, calcite, and selenite. And calcite you can get in small pieces. That one's easy to stick in your pocket or have by your desk. Opal comes in a lot of different ways in a lot of jewelry. And selenite's an interesting one because it helps with kind of astral travel, but then bringing back whatever insights or inspirations that you find out there. So, Solazar, that gives us some information to get August started, and we'll certainly talk more when we get next week about the emotional week of the month, but that gives us enough to get going.
All right. Well, thank you for adding all that. And then I'm going to be talking about the new moon tomorrow, as well as Mars moving into Sagittarius. And I know you may not be able to stay for all that, but one thing I do want to mention while you're still here is something I mentioned from my blog post about August, and I wanted to share it with you because it goes to the heart of some of what you were mentioning. And before you joined us, I gave three exercises. One that comes from self-love, Learning to Love Yourself by Gay Hendricks. The other one that comes from Zero Limits by Joe Vitale. And the last one that comes from Happy for No Reason by Marcy Shimoff. And the first exercise was from Gay Hendricks, was to sit comfortably and quietly in your mind. Sit comfortably and quietly and in your mind say, I love myself unconditionally. And then pause and then say it again. And then pause and say it again, and say it about 15 to 20 times with a pause in between to help see what comes up and what may be blocks to feeling that self-love. So it's an exercise we can do this month. Then the second, which came from Joe Vitale, of course, from Zero Limits, was the practice of Ho'oponopono, of I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry, and thank you. And then the third was an expression of loving kindness that comes from Happy for No Reason by Marcy Shimoff, which was to sit quietly and say, may I be safe, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I live with ease. And then also, if we feel charged towards someone, we say it for them, may you be safe, may you be happy, may you be healthy, and may you live with ease. And so folks can find that on the Solazar Speaks blog post on Good Vibrations Radio or the RhodaPsychicFair.com website. But I wanted to share those with you because you may want to include those or comment about those as part of practices for this month of self-love.
Well, thank you for sharing those, because I think those are really quick, easy go-to things that make a difference in each day. And that's part of, you know, shifting our everyday lives, that is going from something that is just focused on getting through the moment, getting through the day, getting to the next experience, to transforming those into living in a way that you say, yes, this is truly living. We're not just showing up and surviving. We really are thriving. And I think that the three that you shared, all three of them in their own ways, have been luminaries in helping people with tools to do that type of transformation. So try all three of them. See what works for you. Be willing to color outside the lines and adapt them or change them and make them your own.
Yeah, and I think it's important that when people have a charged moment or a charged minute, when they may even be self-deprecating, that doing these exercises in lieu of that helps reinforce that self-love that you spoke about in your segment.
Well, thank you very much, Solazar.
Thank you. And did you have anything else you wanted to share with the listeners before you journeyed on?
Oh, one thing, you know, because this is a month that also is about balance, I've been asked by a couple of folks if I would teach one of the classes on how to use the essential oils to balance your chakras. I do this every day. We've been experimenting with doing it before and after yoga, and it certainly expands and makes those practices more powerful. So if anyone is interested in participating in that, they can, Solazar, where should I have them send an email? I'm sorry, I forget.
Well, they could just use the contact page on goodvibrationsradio.com.
Okay.
Or you know, they could send it to kirilani@prodigy.net. But if they didn't get that, just use the contact page on goodvibrationsradio.com and say they're interested in the essential oil class.
Yeah, and we probably won't be doing it next weekend because I'm going to be going to Big Sur, but probably, you know, mid-August we'll do it, because I think that's a good place going into the mental week to be in a state of balance.
Excellent.
So thank you very much, and happy August, everyone.
Thank you so much, Kira. Thank you for joining us and sharing your information.
Thank you. Bye.
So I want to remind folks of what I mentioned when Kira was on. Let's talk a little bit about the astrology and the new moon coming up, the Mars moving into Sagittarius, and a couple of aspects that hit us yesterday. One was, you know, Venus in Leo had a trine to Uranus in Aries. Now, this is important because, one, this is two fire signs, and trines are very favorable aspects. They're considered fated aspects. So when we have Venus in Leo, because Venus loves its self-indulgence, and Uranus in Aries, which loves its sudden change and exciting outcomes, these are really a couple of partnerships that really work for both of those planets. So this was a good time yesterday, and this energy will carry forward, to introduce new things into your existing relationships, or maybe even find a relationship. It's not a love of your life relationship, the be-all and end-all, the one that'll carry you through the end of time. But you may find yourself with new things, new ways of approaching things in relationships. And this can be work as well as personal. In addition, we also had the Sun in Leo yesterday, trining Saturn in Sagittarius. So again, those two fire signs, Sun in Leo, Saturn in Sagittarius, that's going to affect today's new moon and how we carry forward, because it's going to give that power to deepen our commitment to ourselves, our self-expression, our projects, our paths, our lives. So those trines were all very powerful, keeping in mind that trines are fated. They're like agreements we made before birth. And when they happen during our lifetime, they're coming forward to present us with things we've already agreed to. And sometimes it's unexpected, but it's what we've agreed to. So we go with that flow and we allow the shift or change to happen. Now, this month starts really very powerfully because we've got our new moon coming up today. The new moon came up today already at 1:59 p.m. Pacific time. And, of course, our Mars in Sagittarius was this morning at 10:49 a.m. Pacific time when Mars moved from Scorpio. But so today we have the new moon, the Sun, and Venus all in Leo. So this shines its brightness. Leo is the preening sign of fire that says, hey, look at me. I'm ruling my kingdom and I love to rule my kingdom. And aren't I charming? Aren't I charismatic? Aren't I good to look at? So this gives Leo its brightest and its most powerful aspect when we have the moon, the sun, and Venus coming together. And this is going to give us burning love, healing energy of light. This is our time for burning away the past, for getting rid of those things that are lingering and holding on, that have become an albatross around our neck, a weight around our neck. The past few weeks have been rather tense. They've been emotional as Mars in Scorpio has been traveling through the last degrees of Scorpio. You may have felt a little unsettled. You may have even felt some turmoil in relationships, some tenseness that needed to be worked through. Digging deep was required by all of us. Hopefully you did that work. Because all of that, some of that has come to the surface, but if we've been able to hold it in check and work through it, it's now the time when we can no longer ignore the truth of our situations, of our emotional issues, of our blocks that we've used to keep us from moving forward. This is the time to finish anything left or unresolved. We've talked about, both Kirilani and I, this month of self-love. We can't have self-love if we're holding back what we need to resolve. So as we go into this new moon, as Mars moves into Sagittarius and moves us forward with the Sun in Leo and Venus in Leo, we've got a time right now when we can actually shift all that we've been holding on to all these years. It's an open-hearted time. Leo is a very generous sign. Leo is anxious to show what it can do. And this is a larger-than-life time in the world. Now, as Mars moves into Sagittarius, or it's actually moved by the time you hear this, as it moves into Sagittarius, this is opening up our ability to take action, our ability to move forward. Remember, Sagittarius is the great humanitarian. It's the great humanitarian. And so it's coming forward with our proud lion in this forward motion. And it may get a little loud. We may get a little prideful. But we can see ourselves coming across more courageous, seeing ourselves with a better opportunity to be successful. We have that chance right now. So if you've been afraid, if you've allowed fear to hold you back, this movement of Mars into Sagittarius is going to say, take charge of your kingdom. You can move yourself forward. What you've allowed yourself to be held back by no longer exists. It's an illusion. It was all illusory. And then you couple that with this powerful new moon in Leo, while our sun is in Leo. And if you haven't been happy with anything in your life, in your career, relationships, finances, choices, this is your time to make those shifts. Now, some people will hear that and say, it's time for me to turn everything upside down and change it all. No. Take steps. Take steps in the direction. With Mars in Sagittarius pushing you, with the new moon in Leo, the sun in Leo, and Venus in Leo saying, I'm going to embrace all that you do. This is your time to take those steps of anything that you've been afraid to take an action on, that you've allowed yourself to hold back on, that the emotional blocks have become the anchors to keep you from forward movement. Now is the time for you to take these forward steps. Now, there's so much more going on in this month, but this is really when Mars will take this and say it's time to finish up what you haven't taken action on. It's time to take action on what you haven't taken action on. And you are ready and on the cusp of your ability for your new life, the life that you've been waiting for in this lifetime. All of us, as I said at the beginning, came with a purpose in life. All of us have fought from our own purpose very often through our lack of self-love and our fear of embracing our self-love. As Marianne Williamson shared, we are not afraid of what we can't do. We are afraid of our power. It is our power, our infinite power and ability that keeps us afraid from moving into it. Embrace your infinite power and ability and go ahead in this month of self-love to become the fully engaged, fully lit divine light you came into this life to be. And once you do that, the question of what is your purpose answers itself. Stop looking outside for what you need to do or be, and go inside to be who you are. As we close out today's show, I want to, one, thank you so much for listening to Good Vibrations Radio, for making it the much listened to and successful show that it is. As we share our information, all the segment hosts, from Kirilani on to Israel Hurtado and Stephen Heckhouse and Arnie Buss and Joyce Day Muse, as all of us share our information, we're sharing it for you to be able to uplift and enlighten your life. Remember, the journey of enlightenment is fraught with self-doubt, but it never is fraught with going backwards. It's always stepping forward and being willing to take the next step. So as we close out today's show, I wish for you, one, that you can turn the lead in your life into gold. Two, thank you so much for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. And three, as we close out, let's listen to Sean Galway and his beautiful song, I Choose Love, and make it our mantra for this month. Many blessings to you. Namaste.
I can see laughter, or I can see tears. I see a choice, love or fear. What do you choose? I can see peace, or I can see war. I can see sunshine, or I can see a storm. What do you choose? No, I choose to love with freedom's smile from my